Welcome to The Drop, the official podcast of the 130th Airlift Wing. I am Technical Sergeant Kelvin McConnell, and I'll be your host for this episode. Joining us today is Wing Commander Colonel Richard Switzer, Deputy Wing Commander Colonel Ryan Hara, Command Chief Jeff King, and special guest Miss Jessica Diffendahl. It's June UTA. Colonel Switzer, what are your priorities?
Thank you, Sergeant McConnell. It's great to be back on The Drop and to talk about what's coming up for June and some changes and highlights for the wing. Starting out with a shout out for Major Spence, who's going to assume command of the 130th Communication Squadron from Lieutenant Colonel Mills. Shane Mills has done a fantastic job over the last several years as the Comm Squadron Commander, and we have high expectations and high confidence in Major Spence that he's going to continue that for the Communication Squadron. We've had a couple other moves in the wing. Lieutenant Colonel Andy Redman finished up his command tour in the Aircraft Maintenance Squadron and the Maintenance Group. He's moving over to Operations to be the Deputy Operations Group Commander and the full-time program manager for Ops, which means Lieutenant Colonel Trini Young is going to go over to the Air Medical Evacuation Squadron as the new commander there, which will come with a promotion to 06 for her. So congratulations to both Andy and Trina on those moves. They've both performed outstanding in their previous roles, and we have no doubt that they're going to continue on that path with their new assignments. June's a busy month. It's one of those months that we talk about where the wing is going to, you know, take a little bit of time from the units. That's going to start Saturday morning with a wing formation. We would like everybody in place at 8:45 Saturday morning out on the flight line. And this formation is going to have two purposes. First, we're going to have the pleasure of hearing from Major General James Seward, our Adjutant General for the West Virginia National Guard. He's going to be speaking to the unit. He's going to take some questions and just share his thoughts, direction, and intent for the West Virginia National Guard. So we're looking forward to hosting Major General Seward. And at the completion of that, we'll form everybody up and we'll get a updated wing photo. And hopefully we'll be finished up by about 10 o'clock with both those things. And speaking of Tag Seward, so we had the opportunity a week or so ago to be on the phone with him, really a video Teams call. And it was a great opportunity to hear from General Seward and Command Sergeant Major Jones about the direction and guidance for the West Virginia National Guard. And there were leaders across the state down to the unit level that included first sergeants and SELs and unit commanders. And Tag's main message to us is that, you know, his priorities are lethality, responsiveness, and cohesion. And so I think that certainly is great direction. It also mirrors up in our priorities at the wing of ready airmen, airman development, and mission execution fall right in line with that. So we appreciated Tag's time and hearing from him directly and look forward to hearing again from him on Saturday morning. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Colonel Ryan Hara, who's our newest member of the wing leadership team as deputy wing commander, fresh out of his command tour up in maintenance. Good to have you, Ryan.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It's good to be here. Good to be able to speak with everyone. One thing I would like to say coming out of maintenance recently, we've got a little bit of good news kind of in the wake of me coming out. Chief Melton has recently been selected to be the state command chief. So I'd like to give him a shout out, and obviously that's a great representation of our wing to be able to go and serve at the state and headquarters level. We'll also want to say thank you to you for trusting in me in this position. I look forward to supporting you in chief and your command, but also I look forward to representing, serving everyone across the wing. Hopefully I bring the perspective, having been full-time, been part-time as DSG, I've been enlisted, I've been officer, so hopefully I can represent most across the wing from that regard. And then lastly, I know really it's not about me, so I'm going to hand over to Chief, and I'll let you get into the important part of this.
All right. Well, thank you, Colonel Hara, and welcome to part of the team. We're really looking forward to working with you and see what we can do as a total team here since we got a full package for once. Hey, before I get started with some other stuff for the podcast, I'd like to give a little shout out to Seth Pack from the Sebring Task Force, who recently represented not just the 130th, but the National Guard. So the Air Force Special Operations Command hosted an annual U.S. Air Force Medic Rodeo. And during that competition, Seth Pack was able to get first place in Medic Rodeo and second place as Commando in the Commando Challenge. So congratulations to him, and thanks for representing the 130th and the National Guard as a whole. And then with us today, as in the introductions you heard, we have Miss Diffendahl, who's the Sexual Assault Victim Advocate and the chair of the Community Action Team. So welcome, Miss Diffendahl.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So speaking of the CAT, who is the CAT?
The CAT stands for the Community Action Team, and it is essentially a council of all helping professionals from around the wing working together to identify, assess, and prioritize issues that are impacting our wing resilience and readiness. Then we all come together to create solutions to address those issues.
What do you, the issues usually revolve around, or what do you try to get after, such as like maybe the four pillars that we talk about quite often?
Yeah, so the four pillars that we really try to focus in on are from the Comprehensive Airman Fitness Framework and are mental fitness, physical fitness, social fitness, and spiritual fitness. The CAT has aligned these pillars as our focus during each quarter of the fiscal year. So quarter one, we focus on mental fitness. And last year, unfortunately, due to the furlough, we were a little late in getting that event up and going, but we did hold a lunch and learn event with a discussion of the book, How Full Is Your Bucket? During quarter two, we focus on spiritual fitness, and we partner with the Chaplain Corps to facilitate and enhance strong bonds events. And this past February, we did work with them on a couples retreat that was held at Stonewall Jackson Resort. In quarter three, we focus on social fitness. And our big event is actually coming up this Saturday, which is Family Day, and that's from 1 to 4. And Debbie Turrell, our family programs manager, and her team have done a great job creating an event that allows for building connection and cultivating relationships with our families and fellow members. And last but not least, for quarter four, we focus on physical fitness. And last year, we partnered with FSS for the Fun Run Challenge on the Flight Line and Breakfast. The feedback we have received has been very positive for all of our events, and we hope to continue to host events that are fun and engaging while enhancing the health and well-being of all of our members.
Thanks for that, Jess, and thanks for joining us to talk about all the great things the CAT is doing. I know you talked a little bit about this at the beginning. Is one of the focuses of the CAT is to get after some issues that whether it's individual airmen or units might have. So how do people reach out to the CAT to communicate those issues?
Yeah, so all of us that are located in the Airman Readiness Center building 145 are members of the CAT. So you can stop by, give us a call, or shoot us an email. We also have a QR code that is posted all around the base located on CAT plaques hanging in each building that you can utilize to send us a message. We would love to hear from more members with ideas of how you can and we can enhance and support the wing.
And Jess, I just want to say the work you and the CAT team are doing is great. In previous roles, I had the opportunity to serve as the wing SARC, and back then everything was very disjointed. But from my perspective, what you all are doing to have this comprehensive team, it's amazing. So
well,
great work.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would like to highlight the QR code, that the CAT plaques that you have out there. We haven't had a great response with those, but the responses we do have, Colonel Switzer and I hear that directly. So we don't make every CAT meeting. We try to make one at least a quarter or even more frequent. But anything submitted on those QR codes, they let us know about. And everything that we found out so far, we have taken action on, or at least tried to or addressed it. So
absolutely. You all have been a great support of those initiatives that we've tried to put in place.
You should try to say CAT plaque as many times as possible, Chief, and see how well you do it.
Well, it's really, when she said it the first time, I was like, I really got to concentrate and make sure I get this correct.
Yeah, the CAT plaques have really been good. So just to all the airmen and folks that are out there listening, if you have something, even if you just have a question about, you know, why do we do something the way we do it at the wing, or you see something that you want to see addressed, resolved, or you have a good idea, the CAT plaque is a great way to do that. It's an anonymous submission through the QR code that's actually shaped like a cat. And so you'll see them, just as Jess said, all the way throughout the wing and in different buildings and such. So, yeah, thanks again, Jess, for being on here and talking about the four pillars and how you guys support those. And one of those we're going to dive into deeply this weekend is with our Family Day. So talking about the social pillar. And you want to talk a little bit about what we've got on tap for Family Day? And specifically, we could probably start out with the most important piece of information is when can families get here and where do they go when they get here?
Sure. So we ask that families start to arrive no earlier than noon. And families will be parking up on the flight line. There will be signs and balloons that they can follow all the way to get up there. There will also be a shuttle driving around base to pick up anyone who might have parked somewhere besides the flight line. Because we have signs and the balloons and everything leading them, there is no need to meet with our families at the gate or anyone to bring them in. They'll be able to get up there.
That's great. We appreciate especially security forces and the other units that have contributed to the planning. Anytime you're doing something like this, a wing family day where we're involving all the airmen that are on base and all their families and loved ones, and they come in. It takes a humongous heavy lift to get this kind of thing accomplished. And I know you gave Ms. Turrell a shout out at the beginning. Debbie's just absolutely crushing it as the family programs coordinator. And we're excited for this weekend. I think it's going to be really great to get our families up here and let them enjoy some of the activities that we have.
Yeah, so once the families get here, I mean, typically we have a lot going on up on the ramp. So what are some of the activities we have this year?
So we will have a DJ, some inflatables, a dunking booth. The mini C-130, of course, will be out there. We have cartoonists, cornhole, mini golf. Starbase has an activity set up. There'll be face painting and hair glitter. There is a lot of activities, and most of them will be free for members and families. There are certain caps on different activities, such as the character. That individual has $700 worth of free services, and then once we go above that, then the families would be responsible for that piece. But most every vendors that are available will be free, with the exception if they purchase any items, such as items from the Joy Bakery. Military One Source will have free items, but Heritage Room will be selling Charlie West apparel. There'll be handmade wood carvings being sold up there, so there will be quite a few vendors that they can also purchase things from.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot. Quick recap so everybody captured it. So families can start arriving here at the base at noon. The event's going to start at 1300. Civilian clothes is authorized, and we talked about the weather a little bit. Hopefully it's going to be warm, so just remember to stay hydrated for safety reasons there. And we'll close out the event around the end of duty day around 1600.
You know, I was thinking, Chief, whenever we did the thing back in the fall, the fitness event, and they had that inflatable joust, and you tried to take me out.
Well, not try.
You did.
I did.
Okay.
And then I jumped on you.
Well, I can tell you, if that inflatable joust shows up on Saturday, I'm not getting on it again. That's all I'm saying.
Jess, I do have one question.
Yeah.
You mentioned that members can get different clothing, things like that,
yeah,
through for the Charlie West. Can you elaborate on that and give us an idea of what is being offered?
Sure. So the Heritage Room has items that they sell that has all of our insignia on it. And there's t-shirts, and there'll be sweatshirts, stickers, probably different pins they have up there, patches that they can purchase. All those, you know, memorable items that people like to take away from different events, and especially from military units.
The Heritage Room is a great example of the private organizations that we have on base. The other two that we have are the top three in the Chief's Council. So anytime we're supporting those private organizations, it supports the airmen here at the wing in a lot of different ways. We appreciate everybody that is coming up to support the Family Day, and it's going to be a great opportunity. I know we've got a lot of folks that are out there doing the thing all around the globe, and we wish we could have them with us this weekend, but they're doing what they need to do to support our country, support our state, and support each other. So we do want to give a shout out to those folks that are dispersed around the globe doing all those great things, and our thoughts and prayers are with them every single day. And for those of us that are going to be able to be here, our goal from a wing leadership team is just to be able to give some time back for us to be able to fellowship, spend some time together, work on some of those things like the TAG has asked us to do, including unit cohesion. So what better way to build some unit cohesion and boost morale than to have a dunking booth out there and some of the other activities for both the members and their families. And it's just going to be an outstanding weekend. Looks like the weather is going to cooperate too. I know we have some backup plans if that doesn't work out, but everybody should be out there crossing their fingers that we do get good weather. And then just lastly, I'd like to close out, as we often do, thanking all the men and women of the 130th Airlift Wing for everything they do to stay ready to go.
And that will do it for this episode of The Drop. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any ideas for future episodes, send them over to us at 130.aw.public.affairs@us.af.mil. You can also visit our website at www.130aw.ang.af.mil and connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. From everyone at the 130th Airlift Wing, remember, stay ready to go.